All right, Ken Roczen, man. Look, it's a bummer that Marv got you there in the end, but you're on the podium, I guess. You're still lurking in this thing. So bummer on that deal, but a good race overall.
Absolutely. It paid off what I've been – so every weekend I work, I write down what I want to work on. And so we've been working on some starts, changing up a little bit on the bike for the starts as well, and as well as doing a little adjustment to my technique. Nothing major, but just enough to where it makes a difference. And I went into this weekend being pretty confident on the start, and just it kind of paid off. We got good starts in both races, especially in the main. I had a really good start, but I mean really what we needed, and then I threw it away over on the second turn over there, which just really cost me.
You did get up pretty quick.
I did get up pretty quick, but I still lost four positions or something like that, so that could be really costly, especially with Eli then. And then he has a clear track, and if he feels good, can really get a gap. So, and as of right now, I haven't really had a ride yet where I felt like I was, like, amazing out there, of course. But at the same time, I mean, we're 4 points behind. The championship doesn't really start till round 10. So I haven't made it out of the West Coast in a long time, and I'm just really trying to keep a cool head, take it race by race, and just learn. You know, nobody ever said it was going to be easy, so I'm just trying to put it all together and just avoid a really bad night. Yeah. So that's what I've been doing, and sure enough, come out here with a podium and 4 points behind. It's all good in the hood. I'm just trying to keep calm. What really cost me actually tonight, I think, was I only doubled the triple one time in the entire main event. I did it once, and I kind of hit, so there was a big mud puddle and the ruts were next to it, and I literally in the air, I was perfectly centered with the mud puddle, and I thought I was going to like swap. So then afterwards I'm like, man, it's kind of risk to reward. Yeah, it might have cost me a position, but I just wasn't ready to just go and do it. And I think the other guys did it all the whole time, and that really cost me, but it's all good.
Publicly, you've been putting on a positive face and talking about what you just, all the stuff you said, but man, you're a winner. You've won all your whole life. You haven't got one of these Supercross wins yet.
No.
Fuck, we talk about it on my stupid shows all the time, man. You got to be a little bit frustrated here.
Yeah, sure, but previous years, what did I do? I won 2-3 times in a row, and then I was out. So, you know, I feel like if I just get that one, I can go on a roll and get 3-4 in a row. If I want, you know, if things go the right way, it's not going to be easy. But right now, tonight could have been a night, because since I got the whole shot and I was in a good position, it could have really been the night. It just didn't happen again. But I don't want to let that derail me. Of course, I'm motivated to win every weekend, you know. But it is what it is, and I'm just trying to avoid a really bad night, and that's why I am in the position that I am and really close to the lead.
So I asked you a question about your suspension in the press conference. I thought you were testing a little bit, not that happy with suspension from what I hear, but maybe you'll try this setting from Trey and figure it out.
It's not like I'm unhappy with my suspension. It's just I think we're just a little like
maybe that's a bad word.
Yeah, it might be a bad word, but no, it's just I'm trying to get a little bit better, a little bit more consistent. Because I kind of have the same complaints every single weekend, and I think we can improve. But at the same time, I have a good base, and that's kind of what I'm running. But yeah, as I have the exact same suspension in as I did in last weekend in Oakland. And actually, I changed a little some stuff into Oakland. So yeah, but nothing that is some like at this level, and when we have a good base, the changes are so minor that on paper they don't look like much, but then riding, you can, as a rider, and when you're picky, or I should say what is the word, I am Court, what do we always say, particularly?
You're particular?
Yeah.
Precisely particular.
Oh, that's what we say. Anyways,
all of you guys are precisely particular.
Yeah, and then you make the slightest little change, but on the riding, it might make a big difference, you know?
Yeah, no, it doesn't take much for guys like you to notice a little, you know, exactly. Something. So, all right, well, next weekend, if you pull off the win, I'm gonna credit Trey Canard's suspension change.
If I go with it.
Yeah.